Welcome to Small Acts of Living, a podcast that helps you find balance using Ayurveda. So kicking off episode 5, you might notice my voice is a little more sultry this week, and that's because I'm on the back end of a cold. So I wanted to start off this podcast by talking about why it's really common for us to get sick at this time of year and ways that you can prevent it. And then we'll do a deep dive into communication styles for each dosha. So it's important to see that we are the microcosm of what's going on in the world around us. So depending on what's happening with the weather, it's usually what's happening inside of us too. So when you look outside the window, today it's raining, it's very wet, there's a lot of moisture, the clouds are kind of hanging low, it feels a bit damp, and it feels like the world is kind of melting its winter coat as you start to see the blossoms of flowers come through. And that's what's happening inside us too. So we are also melting our fats and excess water that we've built up over winter to help lubricate our joints and protect us from the cold. And now that we don't need that extra layer, that extra kapha anymore, our bodies are literally detoxing it from our system. And what that can mean is that our digestions are quite weak at this time of year. So it's really easy to eat the wrong kind of foods which make us sick. So if we're eating really heavy, oily, fatty foods, then that's gonna make us sick because we are not able to fully digest those foods and it puts too much strain on the digestion. Equally, because there's so much going on in our body, because our body is busy detoxing itself, it's a really key time to rest. And this is personally why I'm sick, because I have been to a wedding and I've had quite a few late nights in a row and I haven't really been resting that much. And so I immediately got sick on the way back. This is really the key season to eat light. So that's spiced, lovely broths, you know, veggie broths or, you know, chicken broths or those lovely kind of spices like lemongrass, chili, garlic, ginger. Adding all of those into a broth is the perfect recipe for this type of month because it helps melt and liquefy the excess kapha. And it also kind of helps to detox the system. You can also use ground coriander in your cooking, coriander seeds. These help to detox the system. And eating bitter green vegetables are really, really good. Little warning, if you're a Vata, always try to balance those with something less bitter and astringent. So if you were to eat a plate of broccoli now as a Vata, it would probably aggravate you still. So it's better to maybe cook that broccoli in, you know, ginger, or maybe add a little bit of coconut milk to your cooking. Just try to include something sweet, salty, or sour to kind of bring the Vata down if you're cooking bitter greens. Some really common conditions that you'll see around this time of year are things like nosebleeds, allergies, migraines, coughs, colds, and sinusitis. And these are all kapha related issues because, like I said, this is kapha season. This is when kapha is moving through the body. It's coming through. And if you listen to episode 4, the perfect way to balance kapha and to help get rid of this excess kapha is with bitter, pungent, and astringent foods. So remember to hold off from the dairy products, especially if you have a cold, and just eat light, bitter veggies with spices. Now, to get on to communication styles. Hopefully you're more familiar with Vata, Pitta and Kapha if you've tuned into episodes 2 to 4. And I really wanted to do a podcast dedicated to their communication styles, which can really help you get an understanding of why certain people say the things they do and why others react in a different way. I think this is really, really important if you're in a relationship with someone, if you're in a team at work and you maybe feel like you're not connecting with one of the team members, or maybe it's a family member that you want to kind of try and have a difficult conversation with. Whoever it is, to have an understanding of the different communication styles based on the doshas is so important because it helps you not only get a deeper understanding of that person, but it helps you become a lot more compassionate to them. So for example, if somebody has quite an intimidating communication style, if you feel like they may be angry or patronizing in the way they speak, instead of judging that person and thinking that they are, you know, condescending or not a nice person, To know that that person is potentially imbalanced in themselves really helps you stop that judgment, and it helps you see them in a different light. Fundamentally, we are all the same deep down. We all have this gentle, loving, what we call sattvic nature. And it's quite difficult in today's world to access that nature because we're so distracted away from ourselves, and we're so imbalanced by our lifestyles and our diets and the stresses of modern day living, that unless we are really into meditation or we eat a totally sattvic diet, it's quite difficult to get there. And I do recommend meditation for this very reason, because I do feel like it's one of the many ways that really help you get in touch with that nature. You know, if you're sitting there for say 20 minutes a day, you can access it. And it feels like this really blissful, loving, peaceful place where you have no judgment and it's pure love. And this is what Ayurveda aims to achieve also with the sattvic diet and eating foods that are fresh and full of prana and well cooked. And it's all about accessing that sattvic energetic state. And once you realize that we are all like that inside, that is fundamentally our inner nature, then you realize that if somebody's acting out of accordance with that, then that's not their fault. You know, they are actually imbalanced in themselves. They're experiencing a doshic imbalance in some way. So for me personally, that's really helped me become a lot more compassionate with people I meet. I'm less likely to judge them in the same way. I mean, I'm probably analyzing their dosha to death, but I'm not judging them about that. I'm just trying to figure out, okay, why is this person like this? Or why is this person more nervous? Or why is this person not responding in the way that I want them to? So let's firstly talk about how a Pitta type would communicate. So if you listen to episode 3, it's all about Pitta dosha, and I run through the qualities of Pitta. And like everything, we can link back a Pitta's communication style to the qualities of fire, which is one of the main elements in Pitta. Pittas are technically the best communicators, I would say, out of all the doshas. They are really confident and they're very, very direct. Because of the sort of sharp, fiery qualities to Pitta, they can have quite a blunt way of saying things. You know, they're not scared to voice their opinion. They won't faff around a subject. They get to the point. And when it comes to an argument, they're usually the first people to bring something up, because Pittas are fundamentally problem solvers and they don't like to have uncertainty about what's ahead. You know, like I said, it's Pittas very linked to the eyes, to vision. You remember that light of the fire that lights things up so they can see. And if a Pitta is in a situation where they don't know what the outcome is going to be, or they can't see what's happening, if there's confusion or uncertainty, then that really can aggravate them, because they like to know what is ahead of them. They like to see what's happening. Just like the flame of a fire, Pittas have a sharp tongue, and they quite often like to have the last word in an argument. I guess they're quite controlling by nature, so they like to dominate like a raging firewood, and they're not scared to say things how they are. And although this can be quite intimidating, they will always stay true to their beliefs. You know, they're not swayed easily. They're really comfortable with who they are. They're comfortable and confident with their opinions, and they won't change their mind based on what other people are saying. So in some situations, this means they can almost appear difficult and challenging, because they are questioning things and they have this real kind of confidence, which can be interpreted as arrogance, because they are not going to change what they think, and they're very passionate. If a Pitta type is quite out of balance, they can believe that they are better at doing things than other people, which means they might become quite impatient and frustrated with people around them. And if you're in a relationship with a Pitta type, then you can definitely expect to have some direct conversations with them, and there might be quite a lot of intensity. Just as that fire burns intensely with heat and sharpness, that's kind of what the Pitta communication style is like. But remember that Pittas are really loyal and they'll respect you for speaking your mind. So if you are in a relationship with a Pitta type, or if you have a Pitta boss at work, or if someone in your family is Pitta and you're trying to have a conversation, try to remember that actually they will respect you more and probably be able to better communicate with you more if you actually just say what you think. Another interesting thing about Pitta communication style is that if a fire remains burning and you ignore that fire, it's going to become really destructive and it's going to get bigger. And Pitta types, one way to kind of calm them down is to acknowledge them. So something that might really rattle a Pitta is not feeling acknowledged and seen. Again, there's this link to that vision aspect of Pitta, the light of the fire, and they like to be seen. So if you are trying to calm a Pitta down, or, you know, reach a really nice balance with a Pitta in your life, you can acknowledge them, praise them for something they've done, tell them they look good, maybe do some kind of loving gesture toward them so they know they're appreciated. And that's usually a really good way to show a Pitta type that they are valued and that you love them. So to summarize Pitta, try not to see their directness as a fault, see it more as a confidence. And if you're a Pitta type, try to be patient with those in your life, because they will get there, it just might take them a little bit of time. Now let's talk about Vata types. So generally Vata types are amazing communicators, although they might also be oversharers because they love to talk. They love to exaggerate a story. And I'm really talking about myself here, because anyone that knows me well will know that I love a good chat. I love getting into the nitty-gritty detail. And I'm also a massive oversharer. So pretty much everyone knows all the details of my life all the time. Vata types can be generally quite charismatic communicators, but when it comes to conflict or being brave about voicing their opinion, Vata types are more held back. So they're a kind of strange contrast between being quite outgoing and chatty, but then equally quite shy and held back with talking about anything that kind of matters, I guess. They have more fear and can be more insecure or self-conscious, like I described in episode 2. So despite having loads of unique creative ideas, they're probably less likely to trust their own opinions, and they're more worried about what other people think. They're more kind of insecure. And I think this basically comes from, because Vata's main element is air, there's so many like winds moving around in the Vata body. There's just so many like winds moving in multiple directions, upwards, downwards, to the side, around. And because of this, there's no stability, or there's less stability than there would be in another dosha. And so it's harder for them to feel confident and grounded and rooted, because they're sort of a bit all up in the air, so to speak. So that's why Vata types are more insecure naturally, because they're like more up here and less down to the ground. I remember when I was slightly younger, when I used to work in an office, we would be brainstorming something around a table, and although I felt like I had something to say, I just simply couldn't get it out because I was really worried about what other people would think, or I was worried about saying the wrong thing, or that people wouldn't agree with me, or I was scared about being controversial. So I would kind of keep these in, and it's a shame because quite often, like I said, the Vata type has more creative outside the box ideas, but they're just less likely to be able to voice them. And it's really interesting because speaking of the chakras, Vata's chakra is the throat chakra, so expression, because Vatas are naturally very expressive people. But if they hold in their expression too much, this can cause issues within this area. So sometimes if a Vata person is imbalanced, you'll start to see issues in their Udana Vata area, which is what it's called in Ayurvedic terms. So Vatas don't like conflict or to be controversial, and they're more likely to agree with others or say nice things to keep the peace. In a relationship dynamic, this can mean avoidance, and I mean avoiding kind of provocative conversations, avoiding a conversation that might lead to an argument. And Vatas are very unlikely to let something get to that point, because they will try to keep the peace, they will avoid it, they will try to inject something fun and playful into the mood to stop it from becoming into a conflict. Now, each dosha has a particular organ of the body that they're most sensitive to, and Vatas are the skin and ears, which means they're the most sensitive to sound and touch. From a communication standpoint, that means that Vatas respond really well to kind, loving touch or physical affection. And I know from my experience, if I have my skin touched or if somebody gives me a head massage, it just instantly relaxes me. It's like this wave of calm. And they love to hear words of reassurance and love, you know, the words that are going into their ears, the sound. So this is a really, really good way to deeply communicate with a Vata person and show them you care, is physical affection and kind of words of endearment. So if you know a Vata person in your life and you really want to have good communication with them, Vata types need to be in a restful situation and not multitasking or in the middle of something. So you want to make sure that when you start this conversation, the Vata person is chilled or not doing anything else, because otherwise they won't be able to concentrate on what you're saying. They also need to be encouraged and supported to speak their mind. They need to feel safe. So I think it's fair to say that for a Vata person, they need to really trust the person that they're going to have this kind of conversation with. Otherwise, they won't feel safe about the outcome. They can quite often feel really easily threatened. So it's definitely best to try to create a really relaxed environment. So whether that's creating low lighting in the room, or making sure you're having a conversation under a lovely warm duvet, or with candles, or playing nice relaxing music in the background, anything that's going to help Vata feel warm and safe in that environment. And last but not least, to Kapha types. Now, Kaphas have a really interesting communication style, because they tend to kind of bury their head in the sand a little bit. So this can quite often be when they feel stuck over something, or they're taking their time to mull something over. They might just go a bit quiet. So if you are in a relationship with a Kapha type, or you know a Kapha type in your life and you're finding them frustrating, please be patient, because that's just their nature. They can be quite shy, and they do have a slower time frame. They live their life at a slower pace, so they won't get back to you straight away. In a similar way to Vata, Kapha types can also avoid conflict. They can be quite avoidant in general, and they really just need encouragement, basically. So the best way to try and get a Kapha type to talk about something would perhaps be to encourage them to be in a new environment or somewhere that's not home. Otherwise, they'll sink back into their Kapha comforts and become even more Kapha. So maybe better to go on a walk with a Kapha type to really invigorate them, or maybe just do something different with them and try to have a conversation at that point. So it's all about invigorating Kapha and creating something new and stimulating for them. Now, to summarise everything I just said, if you're a Vata or a Kapha type trying to communicate with a Pitta, make sure they feel seen and don't be scared to mirror their confidence upfront communication style. If you're a Pitta communicating to a Vata, try to hold back on the intensity. Create a more warm tone to what you're saying and try to facilitate a familiar environment of safety and warmth. If you're a Vata communicating to a Kapha, then just be patient and encouraging and know that you're probably going to be the initiator in that dynamic and be okay with that. And if you're a Pitta communicating to a Kapha, then go easy and be patient. And that's a wrap for episode 5. Thank you for putting up with my sultry voice. If you'd like to know more about your dosha or how to treat an imbalance you're experiencing, then you can get in touch with me via Instagram at smallactsofliving or my website smallactsofliving.com. Until the next episode, remember to eat light, take some rest, and enjoy the natural detox the season brings.